Looking back to the Nixon era, the federal government also tied education to the labor market, and there was growing support from Republicans who possessed strong views on busing. When Richard Nixon, a Republican, was elected president of the U.S. in 1968, conservatives disapproved of involuntary busing for the purposes of desegregation and denounced demands for bilingual and multicultural education for non-Anglo groups, such as African Americans, Native Americans, and Mexican Americans, groups who desire to have their history and culture recognized in the school curriculum. Conservatives also opposed student demonstrations on colleges and university campuses that were erupting across America in the 1960s. College students were protesting the Vietnam War, as well as showing support for the civil rights movement.